It's Thursday, October 6th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Commenting on the VP debate Tuesday night, the Trump campaign complained that Democrat candidate Tim Kaine interrupted Mike Pence and the moderator a full 72 times during the debate. And at one point, when Tim Kaine finally stopped interrupting, Governor Mike Pence shared his Christian testimony.
My Christian faith is at the very heart of who I am. I was also raised in a wonderful family of faith. It was church on Sunday morning and grace before dinner. But my Christian faith became real for me when I made a personal decision for Christ when I was a freshman in college. I've tried to live that out, however imperfectly, every day of my life since. With my wife at my side, we followed a calling into public service where we've tried to keep faith with the values that we cherish.
Catholics are more likely to support Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump, according to a recent poll commissioned by a Catholic pro-abort group named Catholics for Choice. The survey found 56% of Catholics favored Clinton, 40% favored Trump. Two policemen were stabbed yesterday by a man in a Muslim neighborhood in Brussels. While it's not confirmed yet, it is suspected that it could be an act of terror. Focus on the Family is spearheading an event today called Bring Your Bible to School. According to the ministry's site, nearly 300,000 students have signed up to participate this year. Jim Daly says they're looking for students to exercise and understand their First Amendment rights by toting their Bibles into a public school classroom. Matthew 10:32 says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Recent analysis of the Census Bureau data indicates 10.9 million immigrant children, mostly from Muslim nations, are now in public schools. That's 23% of public school children. The U.S. Department of Justice announced yesterday the arrest of Thomas Martin, a former Navy lieutenant who was a contractor for the same firm as Edward Snowden. Martin was arrested in August by the FBI and charged with theft of